This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And a good morning to you in Central Nebraska and our friends listening on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Another Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda headed to the state basketball tournament. He's set to join us shortly. Big show lined up for you. Doug and I caught up with Doug Smith, UC Riverside baseball coach. Caught up with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic Stars head coach, as they get set to defend. Well, they can't really defend their title because they won it in C2 a year ago. They're trying to do that in C1 this year. They play later today. Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, also set to join us here about 20 after the hour because the RMAC track championships comes to Kearney, and an event going on all weekend long. I know they'd appreciate it if you're around town to get out and support some of the track athletes as well. I think as soon as Doug joins us, I think, though, you've got to start the show by talking about the Nebraska basketball team and the victory last night. The gut punch that many people expected did not take place. Nebraska absolutely dominated Oklahoma from the opening tip. And Doug joins us right now. Doug, we knew this was going to happen, right? Say we knew this was going to happen.
Oh, you know, Daddy, good morning and happy day to you. Happy last, oh no, it's leap year. Okay, but happy 28th. You know, I was talking to Sooner Steve, and I just, you know, I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked about the non-perfection of the Oklahoma Sooner basketball program. And he believes Jeff Capel is out and possibly looking at bringing in Barry Collier.
That certainly would be a viable option. The Nebraska would certainly like that as well because that would make them even easier to beat in the future. But a great game last night, 11 rebounds from Alex Marich, 17 points Steve Harley, 13 from Ade Dugundereau. Doug, this game was over at the first half. Well, you can say that, but you go back to the Iowa State game, maybe it wasn't over at halftime. 29-12 at the half.
Well, they figured they need a little bit bigger cushion than they had against Iowa State. I don't know, Daddy. You know, I guess I'm the pessimist as always. I'm going to tell you what. I told you this last night. I'm going to say it again. Go buy your protective cup before Saturday's game because they're just setting us up again. That's all they're doing. They're 6-7. They're doing great. They did it last night without Cookie Miller, which is pretty amazing. But, you know, they're trying to improve their NIT stock. You believe that now they have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. And remember, they got three games left at Oklahoma State, at Texas, at home against Colorado. They have to win two of those, and I believe go to the semifinals in the conference tournament. I don't know if going 2-1 here, that would get them 8-8. They're going to have to play a play-in game then in the conference tournament, so they would have to win two games. And then, you know, you're looking at a respectable 22-11 and at least a bubble team.
If they're 22-11, they're not a bubble team. They are in. And you know what, Doug? I think if they go 2 out of the next three, which you would, well, Oklahoma State playing awfully, awfully well, able to upset Kansas last weekend and on a little bit of a run themselves. But nonetheless, you jump into that fourth position of the Big 12 tournament and you get a bye that first round.
Yeah, but 8-8's not going to get you the fourth position. They're sitting at 6-7. If you go 2 out of your next three, you're 8-8. 8-8's not going to get you in the fourth spot, I don't think.
Well, they say Nebraska's battling. They own a lot of tiebreakers over those teams. They're kind of jumbled up, a jumbled up mess in there.
Well, if they go 3-0, well, you're not, yeah, 9-7.
This team's surely not going to win at Texas. You got to think that's the game that they, you know, that's their loss, and they're going to take care of business on the other two. But like you said, this Saturday seems to loom awfully large. I think, you think there's no shot at the NCAA tournament.
I'm not even thinking about it because I, you know, there's no need to be setting yourself up to get punched out again because that's all that would happen. I mean, this is the program, and it's not even this team. I've said it numerous times. This is a team, a program, that they could win on the road at Okie State and at Texas and come home and lose to Colorado. And that's just the thing that has happened with Nebraska basketball for the last 20 years.
You know, it's interesting because Stephen Sipple, our friend from Lincoln Journal-Star, wrote an article basically calling it Spirit Sappers, and they've done it to us continually. He cites three examples. If you go back to even 2006, Nebraska, you know, positioned itself for that NCAA tournament bid, and then Jarius Jackson came in and scored 41 points. You remember that vividly?
Well, okay, just fill in the blank of the player and the team. Some, you know, just about everybody's done it to us.
Yeah, they certainly have. Doug, big day going on in Lincoln all the way around. A lot of area teams getting set for action. Actually, we've got four finals now. The four early games have concluded. South Sioux City takes care of Gretna in overtime, 65-55. That's my team to that was my brainiac
pick. That would have been too sweet to have the South Sioux City bus heading north as one of the first teams out.
So that was the first game that took place in A. If you look at Class C1, Crofton at 22, now 23-1, able to take care of Fairbury 61-46. And then I guess the next action was in D1, Pope John at 64. Hay Springs, a long, long ride home. Pope John 64, Hay Springs 46. And in D2.
Pope John, coached by, our buddy, Kevin Malberg's buddy, PJ Book.
Really?
Yeah.
A little double dip there, football and girls basketball.
That's right.
If you are correct. Falls City Sacred Heart in D2 knocks out Coleridge 57-44 as well. Now, the game's going on right now. North Loop Scotia and Ewing. That's at Southwest, at North Star, Meridian, and Humphrey. And Bishop Newman and Milford are playing 10:45 game at Pershing. And then Elkhorn and Seward at the Devaney Center in Class B. So that is the action going on in the state tournament as we speak.
Yeah, some good matchups. I think there's a lot of good first-round matchups. Most of those first ones, by the way, all those 9 o'clock games are either 1 versus 8 or 2 versus 7 seeds. So didn't expect there to be any surprises. Almost was one with Gretna pulling an upset almost on South Sioux City, but they didn't. And you know, sometimes that's all it takes to spur a team on to make it to the next round.
Douglas, give us your rundown of where you'll be at later today and what games will be covered here on the Sisterhood of Stations.
Oh, we got a whole ton of games coming up, and we just didn't have any in the morning session, but from the afternoon and evening, we really get rolling. So here on ESPN, Kearney High takes on Omaha West Side at 3:45 on KHAS, which is 12:30 a.m. It will be Lawrence Nelson against Bancroft Rosalie. Then on Power 99 FM, which is 98.9, we've got Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2, Minden and Hershey at 3:45, and Pleasanton taking on Sioux County at 7 o'clock. And finally, on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, unbeaten Cambridge and Grand Island Central Catholic will meet at 7 o'clock, the rematch of the state volleyball finals, and then at 8:45, Sutton will take on Elmwood Murdoch. So all of those games and all of those teams will be followed all weekend. And, of course, all six championships this Saturday for the girls and next Saturday for the boys right here on ESPN Radio.
Douglas, take a breath. Take a breath. That's a
big,
big day.
I know, there's a lot there.
A lot going on.
You know, go ahead.
Well, we've talked positive Nebraska basketball, girls' state basketball tournament going on, so many area teams and people headed to Lincoln. Then we got to bring up the Nebraska women, unable to get it done again last night. And is this a team on its way out of the NCAA tournament?
Well, it's kind of funny is not the word, but you got the men trying to get in, and the women are playing themselves out of the tournament right now. They're 500 in the conference and 18-10 overall, and with a couple of games to go, they should take care of Colorado at home and stop the bleeding this Sunday. But boy, I think to assure themselves a spot, and a lot of people think the Big 12 is strong, but problem is, you're going to take all the rated teams, so you get 5 and maybe 6 by the time the conference tournament's over. And if you're going to get into maybe 7 or 8 Big 12 teams, Nebraska's got to make sure they're ahead of you know, like a Kansas or a team that has beaten them out of there. You know, even a Texas is struggling mightily right now, but they'll get in on name alone if they can just put a decent record up. Nebraska needs to, yeah, I think if they would win three of the next four, I think they got two regular season left, and then 1-1 in the conference tournament, boy, I would think 21-11 should be good enough to get you in, considering the strength of the conference. But that would be bubble. Anything less than that, they bring up those ugly letters of WNIT, which they have been in so much lately.
Yeah, the two remaining games, Sunday you mentioned Colorado comes to the Devaney Center, and Iowa State on Wednesday will come to Lincoln. So you got to take care of business at home. And then I think you're correct. You win a game in that conference tournament. I think that's good enough to advance you in the tournament. Doug, we've got the RMAC Track Championships coming to Kearney, the Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships going on in Lincoln this weekend. The indoor season's ending, and now the kids want to get outside and run because they finally got some decent weather to run.
Well, as soon as this rain clears up, is it really going to be in the 50s and 60s this weekend? I mean, come on. Did anybody believe that? Did anybody believe that?
If it's not that,
just past the University of Colorado bus, where are they going?
They're
heading to Nebraska to run track. That's where they're going, Daddy.
Yes,
they are. Past the track bus. How ironic! I even waved with all five fingers.
What are you doing, driving about 95 out there, Doug?
Well, you know, it's a little rain, so you know, 90. Boogity boogity, I got to keep her down.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I do want to say one before we move on, because I know we got a lot to get to with baseball and Doug Smith and Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic, and Andy Meyer coming up. I just want to congratulate Rutgers head women's basketball coach C. Vivian Stringer on her 801st win last night.
Yeah, that certainly. Congratulations to her. I know you're a big fan of hers. And
well, everybody keeps saying 800, and of course it's 801 after the absolute hose job they took at Tennessee. So I'm going to consider it 801.
Fair enough. Douglas, I'm going to run down some of the girls' state basketball individual scoring leaders after we'll let you go, and then we'll get on to Andy Meyer, Doug Smith, and Rick Petrie.
Hey, that sounds good. And, Daddy, all the officials down here say hi.
All right. Have a great trip. We'll enjoy listening to your broadcast.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Douglas. Doug Duda on his way to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Mentioned some of those girls in Class A. One of the scoring leaders, well, no, the scoring leader is Heather Pohl from Millard West at 17.7 points a game. Then if you look at Class B, the leader there, Jordan Hooper from Alliance, she leads the way, 18 points, 12.8 rebounds. So one of those players, if you're just wanting to see some great athletes and some good basketball, certainly there's a player that catches your eye. Scoring leaders in C1, Kylie Edison from Fairbury, 23-8. Of course, she's on her way home right now as they lost to Crofton earlier. Katie Sokolowski from Kearney Catholic leads the way, 11.6 rebounds per game. Tracy Kiesler from Cambridge, 21 points per game. Shelby Schultz from Cambridge, 13.7 rebounds per game. Alicia Statler from Grand Island Central Catholic, 11 rebounds a game. Cheryl Braithwaite in D1 from Arapaho, 20.8 points per game. She leads the way there. And Paige Frondorfer from Humphrey with 10 rebounds a game in D1. In D2, Caitlin Wheeler of Sacred Heart, 20.8 points per game. And Haley Thramer of Ewing, 10.9 rebounds for her a game. Interesting because Abby Schluth from Ewing also, from Ewing, 10.7. So those two girls basically must get the bulk of rebounds for Ewing. There's a 21 and a half of them right there.
No kidding. Nebraska could use some of that help, couldn't they?
They certainly can. Derek, do you give Nebraska a chance to go to the NCAA tournament?
An outside shot, but really, I mean, the Big 12, it's the basketball in the Big 12 is too hard, and it's too much for Nebraska to keep up with the athletes that they have on the floor right now. I mean, they have athletic players, but they don't have, when you look at Kansas up and down, you look at Texas up and down, a lot of those, even Texas A&M this year, we can't go down into Texas and recruit. They get all those players. It's hard to recruit anywhere in the Big 12 with people like Kansas tracking down players in every state. So
what did Texas A&M do to Tech last night? Like 90 to 54.
Yeah, they embarrassed them. Big, big, big loss. I think it's the biggest Big 12 win that Texas A&M has ever had. I think the biggest margin of victory in a Big 12 game.
You know, the disparity. Some, you know, Texas Tech's been a hot team. You know, at times it seems like everybody's had their moments this year, night in, night out for Nebraska to come and win these three games in a row. To go to A&M, you expected that to be a gut punch. You come out there with a victory. You expected the gut punch last night, and just an absolute rout. You're on a team. We made fun of. We poked a little fun at Kearney High in Columbus playing 15-10.
Yeah,
we had some. Okay, chuckle, chuckle. You know, you scored 12 stinking points in 20 minutes of basketball as Division I athletes. I mean, we did, this is a fourth time, by the way, Nebraska's held a team to under 12 points in the first half this year.
Best scoring defense in the Big 12, Nebraska, 60 points a game, roughly.
You know, it's crazy, too, because you can imagine doing that perhaps against a Savannah State, you know, one of those teams that we played early in the year that you just shook your head and said, you know, we're going to build some wins, try and get some confidence heading into that season, into the Big 12 season. But 12 points a game, you got to think, even if you're holding the ball, if you're Princeton and you run that offense for 32 seconds, you're still, you know, you're getting 25 possessions.
You got to score
12 points?
You got to score more than that.
How jeepers, that's just got to be a sick feeling all the way home. back to Norman if you're Jeff Capel and his crew. That's,
it'd be best to forget about that as quickly as possible and move on after.
You're better off standing at 20 foot and just spotting up and shooting threes.
Or just launching it from the half-court line every time you bring it up the floor.
Surely score more than 12 stinging points. Well, Derek, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, as they're set to host the RMAC Championships this weekend at Cushing Coliseum. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Do you desire a unique dining experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, fresh meats, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch your stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days a week to serve you. Take 15% off any meal till March 10th.
Gifts for me, gifts for you. Gifts for spring and St. Patty's Day, too. All at ABC Drug and Gift in Kearney. Come see the Cypress Home Line. Tempered glass cutting boards. Choose from many decors and colors to match every kitchen, with a caddy to go with it. Don't forget the 100% absorbent coasters. Great accents for any room in your home. Remember, St. Patty's Day is just around the corner. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, Hoffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore. Storm Hockey, it's your team.
The Storm closes out the month of February. It starts the month of March with back-to-back weekend games at the First Tier Event Center. Lincoln on Friday night and Omaha on Saturday night, which marks the second annual Packet and Purple game sponsored by Nebraska Lottery. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey, it's your team.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover, along with some partial sun at times throughout the day today, with an isolated rain shower possible. Highs reached around 52 degrees, with winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows to around 26 degrees, 55 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just call anytime, 1-888-455-3776. Shoot us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. appreciate those emails and phone calls, a variety of subjects. Anything you want to talk about, a lot of boys state basketball talk will be next week as the boys get set to invade Lincoln. We're expected to be joined by Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, very shortly. Derek is working the phone line. And Derek tells me that we do, in fact, have the UNK track coach, Andy Meyer, joined us. Andy, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Big weekend hosting this event. Is it calmed down, or is there last-minute things up?
It's just beginning. Yeah, we've got a lot on our plate this weekend. It'll be exciting, though.
Andy, take us through. It begins at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Several events going on there, and then the running will start at 3 o'clock.
Right. We've got the 8:30 pentathlon, the women's final going on. 9:30 will be the men's heptathlon. So they'll be going all morning. The individual meets or events begin at 1 o'clock with the women's pole vault. The track events will begin at 3 tomorrow, which are mostly prelims. The 5,000 and the DMR are the finals for Friday night. And then we start back up at 9:30 Saturday morning.
Andy, I think if people follow RMAC track, Adam State is one of those names that year in, year out, expects to be at the top of of the meet. They won 14 out of the last 15 indoor titles on the women's side, and I believe the 4 out of the last six or something on the men's side. So are they expected to win this again this year?
They are. They've really established themselves not only as a powerhouse in the RMAC, but also in the country. And you know, they're clearly the favorites.
What events does UNK stand out in and are expected to compete in and bring home some medals?
Well, I think we've got a good chance on quite a few event areas. First of all, on the women's side, Coach Bonzel's distance runners are looking pretty good. Michelle Dill, she'll be one to watch. Jackie Dibbern. So those two gals right there should do some great things for us. Kelly Dring, of course, will be depending on Kelly heavily in this meet, not only in the long jump, which is her primary event, but she's also running the hurdles very well. So, you know, that's, I guess, a quick synopsis of the women's side. On the men's side, I think, you know, we're looking to the jumpers. We've got a lot of strength this year in the jumpers. Ross Fellows, Spencer Huff, those guys have done a great job for us this year. So, you know, the men's long jump could be one of the events to watch in this meet. It could very well take a national qualifying mark just to make the finals in that event. So it'll be exciting.
Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, a couple guys that their health is in question right from the area here in freshman Jake Wissing.
Yes, it sure is, and that's unfortunate. If we could do last weekend over again, we would. But we lost two key individuals last weekend, and Jake was one of them. Running the 200, he pulled up with his hamstring. I don't think it's a major injury. It's, you know, anytime you pull a hamstring, it's a concern. But I think, you know, it's a level one is what they're saying, and you know. No, we won't have him for this weekend, but we're hoping that, you know, his mark that he put up here a couple weeks ago holds up and he does get into nationals and can run there. So, you know, he's still in the hunt for that, and I think he'll be back. But the other one, Daryl Brands, went down last weekend, so he's questionable this weekend too. So it that has a big impact when you lose two guys like that.
Yeah, certainly does hurt your chances. And kids that just want to get out and compete in a big event like or big meet like this, they certainly want to be a part of it and unable to do that.
Right.
As far as the jumpers, Ross Fellows leads the way. 48.8 is his best mark of this indoor season. Is it one of those deals where he just continually has gotten better over his career at UNK?
He's gotten better. He's gotten stronger. I think he's learned the event. More each year, understands the event. Ross wants to go on and be a coach, so, you know, those types of athletes are fun to work with because they really, you know, take it to heart and really become a student of it. So he's done an outstanding job with that. You know, I think he's putting it all into this meet. He's looking at conference as an opportunity to better his mark for nationals. And, you know, he's made it to nationals before, but he's never really gotten over the hump at the national meet. So we're hoping that happens for him this year.
Andy, team-wise, what are your goals for this weekend?
Well, you know, after we talked a little bit about Adam State. Obviously, they're the clear favorite. But after that, I think it's, you know, it's going to be an interesting race for the second and third spots. You know, between Western State, they're probably the favorite for second right now, just looking at points. And then us and Chadron and even Colorado Mines isn't too far behind. So I think it'll be to our advantage to definitely be here at home. That plays a huge role in our team's performance. We've got a lot of alumni coming out to watch. And so, you know, as far as the team standings go, you can't always go by what it says on paper. If you went by that, you wouldn't have to have the meet. So,
Fair enough. Andy, for fans that want to come out and watch this event, pick up tickets right there, or what's the format?
I think they can just pick up tickets at the door.
Plenty of room for all the spectators.
We
want to
as
come
many
out.
People in there as we can get. It'll be a neat environment. If you want to see some outstanding track and field, this is the place for it.
Andy, enjoy your weekend. I know it'll be a hectic one, but enjoy it.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, they're set to host the indoor track and field RMAC championships this weekend in Cushing Coliseum. Obviously, if you're a track and field fan, you've got the RMAC going on here. If you're down at state basketball, want to check out some track and field, you've got the Big 12 meet going on in the Devaney Center. So a lot of track and field going on.
Good time for sports.
It is a lot of sports going on. A lot of sports going on. We mentioned the girls' state basketball tournament going on. The four finals already in. Gretna in overtime, Sioux City in overtime, defeats Gretna 65-55 in Class C1. Fairbury loses to Crofton 61-46. In D1, Pope John a 64-46 winner over Hayes Springs. And in D2, Falls City Sacred Heart 57, Coleridge 44. Falls City advances to Pershing Auditorium to tomorrow night's 7 p.m. semifinal game. And they will take on the winner of North Loop Scotia and Ewing playing as we speak right now. Derek, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach. They're set to defend the Class C2 state title in Class C1.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
You like to be able to go back to working out or playing with your kids, getting to family events with no pain in the same weekend? You can now with Salon Pause medicated patches. Their medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck at dinner, no more aching back in the morning, lasting relief. You can go out there and be more active with Salon Pause. You can find Salon Pause patches at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday, Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute. Are you sure?
Update today at the end-of-season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Don't you do it. Don't you pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Like this, 2007 Brave Red Grand Prix, only 20,000 miles and balance of factory warranty. Or an immaculate 100 2004 Trailblazer extended 4x4 with third row seat. Just 31,000 miles, your choice for only $15,500. Come to Kearney Auto, home of the 1995 rental, and buy here, pay here. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Would you take a look at that? Never in the history of Eagle Crest have we had this many campers. Never. The lot is loaded. No, it's overloaded with nearly all the famous camper names you've come to expect at Eagle Crest. And then add to that our new lines, Cameo and Cruiser. You're getting the idea. It's time to go camping at Eagle Crest. From pop-ups to high-end fifth wheels. Over 40 models of campers. Where? On West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Winter blues got you down?
You want to buy ball, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Shelly.
Kelly Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun at times throughout the day today with an isolated rain shower possible. Highs reached around 52 degrees with winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows to around 26 degrees, 55 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Kid Boots, Barber, and Newman in the hit.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament tipping off today, and quite a few area teams are competing. Luckily, Daddy, none of them very early this morning. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait till the afternoon when you get to do some action. But, Douglas, we're going to get to see the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Kearney Catholic gets in on that wild card, probably not the way Coach Rick Petrie wanted to go into the state tournament. Nonetheless, they're there, and they're darn happy to be there. And Coach Petrie joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad you don't have to get up early. That's probably a good thing.
Well, you guys were one of those teams that crossed your fingers and went to practice not knowing what the outcome would be, and 2 weeks off there before you play this state tournament game. What was your thought process, and what's the last 2 weeks been like?
Actually, the last 2 weeks have been pretty good. You know, we took a little bit of time off after the Hirsch game and then came back and actually had three of our better practices all year the week before, you know, the district games.
Coach, did you go the full length, or what mostly shooting and staying in shape and just trying to stay a little bit focused?
To be honest, we scrimmaged mainly, and kind of some hard scrimmages up and down the floor, and you know, for about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, so just to kind of keep them in shape.
We're joined by Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They take on Norfolk Catholic, the top seed coming up. Coach, this was a team that has really improved, you would have to say, in the second half of the year. And then if you look at the stats, you're actually 2-3 in your last five games. So how should we look at this team as you go to state?
Well, I think we have improved as the season's gone on. You know, I think that part of that was losing Morgan for a couple games. I think that, you know, people don't realize she's kind of the glue that holds some of the kids together. She knows all the plays. She knows, she kind of tells people where to go. And, you know, not having her for the conference tournament, I think, was a big deal. And unfortunately, we just played bad at Hershey.
Coach, I guess if you look up and down your lineup and look at one advantage, it may be the height in which Katie Sokolowski allows you against this Norfolk Catholic team. Do you look to go in and make her a big inside presence and make her a big part of this game?
Well, I think that's an advantage that we have going into this game, is certainly our inside post players, Becky and Katie, we should be able to get the ball to, and hopefully that, you know, we can find ways to use that to our advantage.
Coach Rick Petrie joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I guess we've talked about the variety of kids that you've played, but Emily Hain being the only junior on this entire ball club, you kind of really don't have that buffer between upperclassmen and lowerclassmen, and your post players are sophomores, your guards are seniors. Did it take them a while to mesh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it took us a while to figure out, you know, who was going to play what role, too. You know, we started out maybe having Cassie Reichs handle the ball quite a bit, and then we decided that we wanted her to shoot the ball a little bit more, so we put Megan Nickel up front. And I think that was one of the adjustments that we made as coaches that I think made a big difference as the season's gone on. And, you know, I think with Emily back healthy and having a couple good weeks of practice, she can be a factor for us today.
Coach, getting tested night in, night out. You guys look at your schedule, and you know, you see Ravenna, and you see those teams, the St. Paul's, Hastings, St. Cecilia's, the Central Catholics. You know, some really good basketball was being played this whole season long. You guys really had to stay focused night in, night out.
We do, and I hope that that's an advantage as we go into today's game with Norfolk Catholic. I think that you know, being battle tested, for the most part, we've played pretty well all season. We had, I guess you'd say, a bad quarter, bad half against Hershey, and maybe one other one throughout the season. But beyond that, we've really competed well, and I would expect that we would do the same in the game today.
Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, is joining us. And let's talk a little bit about this game. Norfolk Catholic, everybody outside of the parochial schools always wants to not see these matchups, but Norfolk Catholic has really been snake-bitten. They've had a lot of success, but they've been buzzer-beaten a couple of times here. Remember, a lot of people remember Crofton and Amber Hagee hitting the shot at the buzzer to beat them last year in the finals. You guys were able to hit the shot in the finals and go on and win in overtime. This is a pretty darn good matchup for the first round.
Well, it is, and I think they all are, actually, in C1. There's a lot of good first-round matchups, and you know, I think there's a little bit of pressure on Norfolk Catholic that maybe we don't have, obviously, because they're expected to win, and they've been, you know, one or two all season, and they have been, you know, close so many times. And you know, maybe there's that little bit of extra pressure that they have that hopefully, you know, we'll play to our advantage.
Coach, this is kind of my favorite question to all the state tournament coaches. Give me one key offensively and one key defensively that will decide this game.
Well, for us, the key offensively is to limit our turnovers. You know, and defensively, I think we have to hold Nicole Brungardt down. And I think, you know, if we can manage to do those two things, we'll have an opportunity.
Coach, what is Norfolk Catholic been getting a lot of pub this week? And as you kind of touched on there, they know what's going on. This team didn't lose a whole lot of kids off last year, but sure seems like a totally different team. Is it fair to make any comparisons between this year's team and last year's team?
No, I think, you know, they lost a couple kids. The Ewing girl is now playing volleyball at UNO, and I think that it actually has made them maybe a little bit quicker and faster this year. But at the same time, I think that, you know, there's an opportunity for other teams to maybe get the ball inside. I know Bennington, in watching that game, they were able to get it inside, and unfortunately they couldn't convert too often. But, you know, that I think is, again, one area that hopefully we can take advantage of.
And what about your team, Rick? Just the changes, losing just a couple of kids off last year's team.
Well, you know, it's been kind of a big change for us. I mean, but at the same time, it gives some other girls an opportunity to play. And, you know, if you think about it, we really only have Morgan played and Katie played last year and Emily played a little bit. But beyond that, you know, some of the other kids just got in for a couple minutes here and there down the state tournament. So, you know, they're going to be nervous, but, you know, I think they'll respond in a very positive manner.
Coach, you mentioned how tight the C1 field is down there. If you look at the other side of that bracket, is there one team you favor to come out of there?
On the other side, you know, I honestly think I think it'd be Fairbury and Newman in the semifinals. I really do, and I don't know why, but I just kind of have that feeling. And out of that side, I don't know. You know, they both have played pretty darn tough schedules, and I think that's a toss-up.
Well, there's the possibility of the Kearney Catholic Minden semifinal as well, and that would have an interesting backdrop if we get that far.
Yeah, it would, absolutely.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time, and best of luck to the Stars as they try to make it back-to-back state championships.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks for having us on and all the coverage that you give us throughout the year. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Coach Rick Petrie, as they try and win another state title, last year they met up with Perkins County. Everybody remembers the Battle of Unbeatens in that final. They were able to get that one in overtime and hopefully make another run. It's going to be a little bit tougher as they start with Norfolk Catholic, who enters today's contest 21-1 at 2 p.m. today at Pershing Auditorium if you're headed down. We're going to take a quick break. Crazy day on the Doug and Daddy Show. We have a special guest coming up, DJ Belfonte. We have made connections with him. Actually, we caught up with Doug Smith from UC Riverside earlier today. We're going to push that interview back until tomorrow's show. We do have that. We will have him tomorrow, but we're going to be joined by DJ Belfonte, outfielder for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You know, in business, you and I both hate wasting time or money. Driving to the post office, waiting in line, gee, waste of time. Leasing a postage meter, ugh, way too expensive. I've got a perfect solution, Stamps.com.
At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required. Simply sign up at Stamps.com. Within minutes, you can print all your postage, postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient. It's like having a post office right in your office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to anybody who will listen. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. No risk trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial. No risk. And a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in the name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
The girls' state high school basketball tournament tips off Thursday, and we've got plenty of action for you, including right here on ESPN 1460 as Kearney High takes on Omaha West Side at 3:45. On 1230 KHAS, Lawrence Nelson takes on Bancroft Rosalie at 2 o'clock. On the Breeze, 94.5, Cambridge and Grand Island Central Catholic at 7, Sutton and Elmwood Murdoch at 8:45, and on Power 99 Thursday, Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2, Minn and Hershey at 3:45, Pleasanton Sioux County at 7.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show. Busy, busy Thursday for us. Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, joined us, along with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach. But right now, we're going to switch up as Nebraska gets set for their home opener of the baseball season tomorrow at Hawksfield Haymarket Park. And we're pleased to be joined by DJ Belfonte, an outfielder. Got off to a red-hot start out in Stanford. He was 7 out of 15 at the plate, hitting .467 on the young season. DJ, thanks so much for catching up with us and giving us some time this morning.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. It's good to be here.
DJ, talk a little bit about the trip to Stanford. You guys didn't come home with the record you wanted, but just some kind of a strange baseball weekend out there.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to coming back to weekend with a little bit of a tan, but that didn't turn out the way I expected it.
Yeah, just perpetual rain the whole time you guys were there, and you said during the break just tried to fit in games kind of between as clouds would go, you'd get a break from it and then try and play some baseball, and then another cloud would come.
Yeah, it seemed like we missed out on good weather here. We should have probably been playing here in Lincoln, but it wasn't the Cali weather we expected, but we made do with it and got a few games in.
DJ, talk about this team. A lot of people shaking their head with all the losses that this team endured last season, especially on the mound. Talk about this team and the expectations you guys have set for yourself.
Well, the expectations are always high. I mean, that's with every sport here at the University of Nebraska. Obviously, with the young pitching staff that we have and a lot of newcomers that we have, you know, that doesn't change at all. They understand what's expected out of them. We understand it as a team, and you know, coming off a 1-2 weekend, we know that's not acceptable, and you know it's all about winning here, and we're going to do that, and it's a tradition, and we're going to carry that on. So,
DJ, other than yourself, offensively, who are you expecting to put up some power numbers for this squad this year?
I think you could expect a lot out of Cody Nair, transfer from the University of Florida. Cody's he's a big guy. He's a real big guy. He looks good up in that batter's box. He could drive the baseball. He's going to do great things for us. He's going to put up great numbers. Expect a lot out of him. I think you could see a pretty good power numbers out of Mitch Abeda. He showed some kind of his power numbers that he could possibly have early this year in Stanford when he put one out in left field. I think those two guys are two guys that you could see doing great things for this program this year.
DJ Belfonte, outfielder from Nebraska Cornhuskers, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. DJ, a little bit of indecision in the pitching staff. I know Johnny Dorn sits in the number one position, our GI native right here in the Tri-Cities. After that, seems to be some people kind of battling for positions. Thad Weber got the start, did not pitch well. It's no secret. One of those things, just a bad outing, probably a little bit too hyped up. Is that what you'd say about Thad?
You know, Thad has all the makeup in the world that you want out of a pitcher. I just think it just didn't turn out the way he expected. You know, you're excited to get that first game going and, you know, his back was against the wall early in the game and it's kind of hard to get off when you're playing against a mature and experienced team like Stanford was. But, I think Thad's going to be just fine.
DJ, who do you expect to fill in after Johnny and really and pitch well, especially when we get that Big 12? Who are the Saturday and Sunday guys you think will step up and do good things for this squad?
Well, I think you just see a great deal of Aaron Probonik. He is a Hutchinson Community College transfer. He's a junior. He's a 90 to 94 kind of guy, even hit higher than that at times.
Wow.
He has just tremendous stuff, and he's a great makeup of a pitcher. He has great, you know, expectations in the long run, and you know, he definitely proved himself this weekend when he came in relief after Dan Jennings. He unfortunately didn't get a start because of the rain. One of the games got canceled, but he did a great job in relief. Kind of leading on to our next guy is Dan Jennings. Dan has he has everything you want in a pitcher. He has great stuff. He just hasn't really had his opportunities in the past year. So this year he's getting his opportunity, and he did an absolute great job this weekend when he pitched. He came off a one rain delay, pitched the next day, and he did an awesome job. And I think you can see both of those guys a lot this year and doing great things.
DJ Belfonte, outfielder for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you look ahead towards Riverside, is there much of a scouting report? I know they've got five games in as they come to Lincoln this weekend.
Well, I kind of remember a little bit from them last year in the regional when we played them. I know they lost their number one guy, who was a first-round pick. I know they had a couple freshman players that played for them last year, so they got some experience coming back. Other than that, I'm not too sure about the depth of their pitching staff or the depth of their position players, but, you know, with the situation that we're in, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're going to have to approach every game as if we're playing, you know, the number one team in the country. It's full throttle every game, and, you know, we got to come out ready to play no matter who we face.
DJ, before we let you get out of here, you know, some of the glue that holds a team together oftentimes can be that bullpen catcher. You've got a great one in Brooksy Wells. He's out of Grand Island. He provides a lot of fire for the team. Talk about his contribution to the team.
Brooksy Wells, he is the glue of this team. I can't say any more than that. The guy he's awesome. He's awesome. You know, and occasionally he steps out there and, you know, he steals ground balls and hits with us, and sometimes you scratch your head and wonder why he's not in the lineup.
He's
going to be a guy that I'm going to miss a ton next year. Brooksy Wells is a one-of-a-kind guy. He's an unbelievable person, and it's going to be tough without him, but I'm enjoying him from this last year with him, and he's just a great person. He is the glue on this team. You're right.
Well, DJ, we appreciate you letting us catch up with you this morning. Best of luck this weekend and throughout the season. I look forward to catching up with you again during the year.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot for having me.
DJ Belfonte, outfielder for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Interestingly enough, 7 out of 15 last weekend to hit .467. Got 5 RBIs on the young season. Slugging percentage of .600. Look for him, his name a lot. If the Huskers are going to be successful this year, put some runs up on the board, he's going to be one of the guys doing a lot of the damage at the plate.
I would take those numbers, that's for sure. And, Daddy, I think you got an email over there. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperStation.com. Baseball season right around the corner. And
we do have an email that says, Daddy, what do you say? You play a little Steve Goodman for me in honor of the Cubbies' first spring training game today. Got to get this season started off right. Go, Cubs, go. Thanks for that email, Luke. Chicago. We know a lot of Cubs fans out there.
Chicago at San Francisco, 3:05, first pitch for that spring training contest. And already Cubs fans are going crazy already. High expectations, Daddy. What do you think? What do you think for the Cubs this year?
Well, it'll be a big disappointment like it always is. I'm a Royals fan, and, you know, we're expecting much better things, hopefully get things turned around from a Royals standpoint. But the Cubs are one of those teams that's continually, you know, they try, they spend the money. They've got some of the great players in baseball, and they do some great things. But it's one of those deals, seems like every year, injuries and whatnot sneaks up and gets that team. Hopefully they'll make a run in that National League Central and compete and make a run in the playoffs. And it'll be an exciting time if that was to come to fruition.
It wasn't for the guy who reached over the fence
Bartman
grabbed the foul ball. Bartman.
Derek,
all Bartman's fault.
We got to take a quick break. But by the way, No, we don't have tape.
We're done with breaks.
But. You know, yesterday afternoon, I actually went out to Prairie Hill and checked out the simulator myself.
Nice. How was it?
Well, there's a line, actually, for the simulator at Prairie Hill, so you want to call ahead for a tee time. But Nick, got to meet Nick and Kurt. Great guys out there. Nick, of course, got a little emotional because of what I did last week. You know, I said, why are you always getting the brunt? You know, come out and meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. I go, you're always on the, you know, these guys' back end. I go, let's get him up there. That meant a lot to him. He got emotional, hugged me a lot.
You're a huggable guy.
Well, his mother-in-law was out there. Thank God she got separated just a little bit. So that was, it was a little uncomfortable. But no, great guys out there. New attitude, new field at Prairie Hills. March 15th. Mark it on your calendar. The $40,000 hole-in-one contest. You can win either a GMC Acadia or $40,000. $50,000. Non-pro, non-teaching pros will qualify for a shot at the grand prize. A $10 entry fee will allow you 3 qualifying shots. The top 50 get a chance at the hole-in-one grand prize. Mark March 15th on your golf calendar today. Complete rules on ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills ad. Get the information there. 9 miles north. Boy, I'm telling you, Derek, there's just a new attitude, a new feel out there. They're doing some great changes to the course. April 15th, they're putting water in the ponds. They're filling them up. They're gonna change the look of that course.
And also, open house that day.
Open house that day. We got half-price drinks, free snacks. March 15th, 10 in the morning until 9 at night. Get out and check out Prairie Hills Golf.
I think that'll about do it for the day, Daddy. What do you think? That was a jam-packed show.
Was a jam-packed show. We want to thank Andy Meyer, UNK track coach. We want to thank Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic coach. And we also want to thank DJ Belfonte, Nebraska outfielder, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy show. On the show tomorrow, Kyle Means and Stormy coming in studio. As a big Storm have a big weekend, Friday and Saturday. Lincoln and Omaha, kind of a rivalry weekend.
Big weekend.
Whatnot. Also, I want to mention before we get out of here, winners this morning at the state basketball tournament. South Sioux City defeats Gretna. Crofton advances over Fairbury. Pope John advances over Hay Springs. And Falls City Sacred Heart advances over Coleridge. Those are the games that are in the book. More games should be up final here. You can check that out on the NSA website. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!